Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, AJ.
Welcome to you, Anita. Glad to have you back here.
Yes, glad to be here. And
did you see the Blue Angels fly over the parking lot when you were out there?
I did.
Right over us.
Right over us. I mean, completely right over us. I was sitting in my car and it was shaking. Yeah. I love it, though.
Yeah, great.
There's nothing like it. And, you know, I never got that in Southern California, so it's such a neat thing to experience here.
This was their first base at NAS Jax. I believe now they're over in Pensacola was their home base. But they were here at NAS Jax. Why, that's why you have one of the older model planes out in front of the main gate.
Yes, and it was very nice. And we have Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections.
Grateful to be with you.
Yes, we always love when you're here in the house.
I seek out excuses to spend time with you, whether it's at lunch, here on the radio, at a home inspection, continuing education. If I say, oh, Anita's going to be over there, I'm going to go there and be where you are.
That's awesome. Well, I love you too. And
I didn't say I loved you. I said I enjoyed being with you.
Okay.
That was quite a leap you took right there.
Oh, wait a minute.
I went from A to Z, just like that.
Oh, geez. Man, that people are, must be a Biden rally somewhere.
Exactly. But it's always good to have you on the show. And you've been doing some traveling.
I have been. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Trying to stay on top of things, both the technical part of the home inspection universe, the warranty piece of the universe, and just general good business practice. I spend a lot of time and money to keep our folks right up on the cutting edge so they can be unburdened and just spend time with the customer, spend time with the house, and keep on working. So I'm kind of the back end of that stuff.
Yes, and we have lots to talk about because we want to know what's new with Home Pro. We want to know about the new construction inspections, which I highly recommend because I think that's outstanding. And there's three stages to that.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about today. And whatever else you would love to talk about.
Okay.
It is your show today. And since I'm going to be absent next week, you're going to sit in for me.
I'm excited about that. We'll get to that later, but I'm just excited to be here with you. You ask me what's new. You can't believe, Anita, maybe you can believe, because you believe what I tell you, how things have changed over the last 25 years in real estate, specifically the home inspection universe. When I started Home Pro Inspections in 1994, right here in glorious Jacksonville, there were 9 home inspectors in the phone book. Do you remember the phone book?
I do.
Thanksgiving dinner, you know, your grandma said, sit on this so you don't hit your chin on the table. There were only 9. Our staff is now larger than the whole industry was when we started. But the technology is what's really changed dramatically.
Yes.
In 1994, if you had a flashlight and a clipboard, you were ready to go. And now the technology, you mentioned the Blue Angels, and we've got almost as much technology in a typical home inspection van as they do in an F-18. It's pretty magical. We have infrared cameras and digital sewer scopes to go down the sewer lines. Every single one of our inspectors is an FAA-certified drone pilot. The bar is way high.
It really is.
Compared to what it had been 25 years ago. And the comical thing is there's still quite a few of the Fred Flintstone Chuck in a truck inspectors going, well, what do you mean? What's wrong with my clipboard? I said, well, sir, that's a really nice clipboard, but it's 2021, dude. It's time to step it up. So I describe it to people a lot like a physical exam. You could go to the Mayo Clinic, and they have every bit of technology and every bit of experience in the known universe to try to help you determine your condition. Or you could go to the flea market. You know, they have some of those people at the flea market.
Yes.
Said, let me help you with your back. At the flea market? Are you kidding me? Well, the home inspection world has diverged in that same way, where there's a lot of flea market practitioners, and they're wonderful people. But then there's the cutting edge of technology and experience and training, and it's real different. I'll tell you another thing that's different is the expectation of the customer. I don't know what's changed in the world or in politics, wherever it's changed, but there's an expectation of perfection, including predicting the future. And so let's make believe the home inspector was perfect in their assessment of present condition. We don't know what's going to happen next week. Statistically, we can say, oh, okay, this dishwasher's 10 years old. There's a high probability it will fail in the near term, but it's presently working fine. There's also a possibility it'll go for another 30 years, but we don't know individually when things will fail. Just like an actuarial table for an individual's health. They say, okay, I'm 65 years old. Here's my blood pressure. Here's my this. Here's my that. And they enter it into the chart and say, man, well, you're doing pretty good. You should make it to 104. I'm like, man, that's good news. And then you get hit in a parking lot by a truck and it's over. Kind of the same thing with housing.
No. Almost.
It's always changing. But I love it.
Well, we do appreciate you. When I bought my home, it's been 2 years now. You guys did my home inspection.
That was very flattering, by the way.
And I was happy as can be with the service that you provided.
Thank you.
And the service that you've continued to give me from that home inspection 2 years ago. I still get emails from your company to let me know if there's any recalls.
Yes.
On my appliances. And so far, I'm good.
Statistically, 1 out of 9 homes in America, this is according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, 1 out of 9 homes has an appliance in the home. And when they say appliance, it's everything from a dishwasher to a heat pump to a garage door opener. 1 out of 9 homes has an appliance presently functioned that is on the CPC, Consumer Product Safety Commission recall list. And you know why they recall things?
No.
They're dangerous. They don't recall things because they do a lousy job.
I was expecting something a little more deeper, but okay,
they're dangerous.
Basically, they're dangerous.
And
okay.
The three dangers are electrocution, fire hazard, or crush hazard.
Very true.
Crush hazard would be like a stove that could tip over on a little kid. Because it's usually little kids and old people who are most vulnerable. A garage door opener, come down and asphyxiate them. 1 out of 9. But only 20% of home inspectors in the whole country check for recalls. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I look forward to that when I get it on my email. And I click on it and I check. And everything so far has been great. And I probably will do, just because I like to be on top of things, that punch list that I got in my home inspection and the summary, I ended up having my handyman come over.
I thought you were going to say it's 2 years later and you're just getting around.
No.
Okay, good,
I had my handyman come and he finished everything on that punch list.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then plus some, I had him go and seal all my windows just to make sure. And so probably next year I'm going to do another home inspection and just keep up with it. Because to me, it's a good thing to do it just for maintenance. A lot of people think that I can only get a home inspection when I'm moving.
Call every year. To be honest, it's not a huge percentage. It's a couple hundred at most. But every single year, say, oh, it's that time of year again. Come on out. And we just go through the whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you.
Get things early.
It really beats waiting to the last minute when you're going to put your home up for sale and then having a huge punch list.
Sure.
So that constant maintenance when you're a homeowner, I mean,
solving things while they're minor and inexpensive.
Exactly.
Like your body.
Yes, I need to do that a little more often with my body, but I'll work on it.
with your butt, what are you saying?
But when we come back...
Well, you both have a good body of work.
We have more with Wally Conway with Home Pro Inspections when we come back. Give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600.
Get some hard questions.
That's
Start dialing with the hard questions.
Stump Wally. We'll have that coming up right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Give us a call once again, that number 904-831-0600, WBOB.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Wally Conway in the house from Home Pro Inspections.
He's happy to be here.
And
is the tripod okay?
It did recover, yes.
I had no idea it was there.
Yes, oh, and we are live on Facebook, of course, and which we love for people to come in and join us live on Facebook. And of course, don't forget to always download the WBOB app. So no matter where you're at, you can find us and listen. But
worldwide.
Yes, of course.
Intergalactic.
That's how all
maybe
my...
we don't know.
But I want to mention, because I sometimes forget to mention to all of you, that Realty Executives is all over the U.S., as well as we are international. So we have about 26 offices throughout Florida. And Realty Executives Oceanside can serve you all the way from here to Port Orange. We have offices. We have sister offices all the way down to Port Orange. And, of course, we can serve you anywhere in the state of Florida. In fact, I'll be leaving to Miami again to sell some property. And
Home Pro Inspections will inspect all over the country, all over the world. Once you get outside of the continental U.S., all we ask is that you cover the cost of private jet travel.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Simple.
Just jump in the G5, off we go.
I would love to do that. That would be fun, wouldn't that?
Sure.
It'd be great. But yes, so we're here to serve you no matter where you're moving to, no matter where your destination. And since we have Wally here in the house, of course, call in. This is the time to call in and ask those questions about your home, about repairs, about inspections. 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And
you know what's crazy going on right now that in the real estate space, and it kind of crosses over between an agent issue and a home inspection issue, is the craziness with homeowners insurance.
Oh my God,
I
it's doubled.
People call in my office. The biggest spread I've heard so far, a friend of mine who's also a person in media, his homeowners insurance in Julington Creek went from $1,300 a year to $5,700.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling. There's no end in sight. Allegedly, the legislature is working right now to attempt to solve it, and there's some pieces of that may help. One of the things they're proposing is proration for the replacement of roofs more than 10 years old. So if your roof gets damaged and it's 0 to 10 years old, you'll get a brand new one or 100% of the coverage. Then from 10 years to 20 years, it'll be prorated. So that by the 20th year, you're only getting actual cash value, which is about 10% of replacement. That should dramatically drop the cost of insurance and hopefully make it a little bit better. Another thing they're looking at doing is restricting attorney's fees. Presently, of all dollars spent for home damage, almost 90% of those dollars are attorney dollars. And that's hurting the insurance companies.
Yep.
Somewhere there needs to be a balance between affordability, solvency for the insurance, and then protecting the consumer. And it's gotten out of balance.
Yes, it is pretty bad right now. And we did have Jeff Stone King here from Brightway Insurance to talk about the new regulations. And we're going to have him back because for a lot of us, it's hard to understand it all.
So, Jeff's been my agent for a long time. He also has my boat insurance.
Yep. Yeah, he's got my house and everything, and probably a majority of my customers as well. And we have Mike on the line. Mike.
Hi, good afternoon.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate. How can we help you?
Well, I pre-qualified about a year ago and was able to find plenty of houses that fit our needs in not only just the Jacksonville area, but we're trying to find a home. But unfortunately, we get into the homeowners association fees and all of the taxes that are involved in that, and a fluctuating fee for that, and ground rent, and it seems to have priced us out of the market. Where can I find homes that don't have these types of exorbitant types of fees?
What area were you looking at?
Well, we currently my job is in Jacksonville. I don't think that's going to change. I do work for a company that I can make transfers, and they have locations all over. We would prefer to be in the Fort Myers area or maybe in somewhere away from Daytona, perhaps Ormond Beach, somewhere on the coast that's accessible to the ocean. I don't think that we'll ever be able to afford ocean view. But, you know, there's lots of beautiful homes over there in Fort Myers, but the ground rent is exorbitant. The $50,000 up front just to get into the community is, they find this over and over again. It's almost like they're trying to make sure that poor people don't get into their neighborhoods.
Yes, I understand that. A lot of the condos down south, they have a membership fee, and some of them even are up to $80,000 just to get in. And so it is a little different down there with condominiums, but they're not all like that. So we can find the one that would suit you and your needs without a problem. Because there are, they do exist. They do exist.
Yeah, it just, unfortunately, most of the people that we work with are telling me that I need to have some sort of documentation that I'd have continued income in order to qualify for any type of lender right now. And that, you know, that's still an open-ended question, because yes, I could probably transfer, and yes, it would be the continuation of employment, but these banks are skeptical.
Are you retired?
Anything. No, I am nowhere close to retirement.
Okay. Well, we can definitely chat, and I can fix you up with a lender, and I can explain the process to you, if that would help.
Well, I guess any advice would help, yes. That'd be fine.
Yeah. So I will definitely give you a call, Mike. I'm going to have AJ get your phone number, and that way we could chat a little more in detail about your financials. And see if we can get you pre-approved and into the area that you want to live and that you can afford. Does that sound good to you?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, I appreciate that. So there are places that do exist. They're just very far and in between.
Yes. Yes, especially as you go down south. Absolutely. So,
yeah, well,
but they do exist, because I'm headed down there this weekend, and my client is the same way. He doesn't want to pay those large membership fees. So, but they do exist. So we'll just have to do a little more work and a little more digging, and we can find that for you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I bumped into your show then.
Well, I'm grateful too. So, AJ, will you get his information? Thanks.
You know, something I've observed up and down both coasts about fees and expense. So up and down the west coast of Florida, I see that 75 that goes north and south, just like 95 goes north and south on the coast. If you're between the two highways, it tends to be considerably less expensive and fewer fees. So going down 95, if you're east of 95, tends to be much more expensive, whether it's in Jacksonville all the way down through Miami. And when you look on the west coast of Florida from Caloosahatchee, or whatever the heck that is, Apalachicola, up in the crotch of the panhandle, 75 goes down. You move east, and it's less expensive.
That's true. And, you know, I understand Mike's frustration, because when I went down there last time, I was surprised at just basic subdivisions.
Yeah.
Just basic subdivisions out there. The membership could be anywhere from $30,000 up to $80,000. And just about every single one that we went through. So it is different.
You know, I think a lot of it too.
We went through a lot that actually didn't have those. So
especially for people who are relocating to a new area. If you ask the right question of the wrong person, the answers they give you are limited by their own individual experience. So if he's speaking with a real estate agent who works in a particular community and they have those fees, everything looks like that's the only answer.
Right.
So it's about getting the right matchup, and that's great that you're going to have that conversation with them so you can drill deep on what the situation is, both the economic situation, how they'd like to live, where they'd like to live, and go, oh, now that I see all that, the on-the-ground local person that we need to have conversations with is, you know, Sally Sue from Realty Executives.
Right.
And now it's a good handoff rather than hit or miss. And people get frustrated by that.
Yes, especially in today's market,
mm-hmm.
where it's super tight. I mean, it can get very frustrating, not only for the real estate agent, but more so for the client. And so it's our job to keep them calm, to keep them updated with everything, and that communication.
It's your job to get them in the right house for the right price at the right
exactly.
time. That's your job, ma'am.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Because no pressure.
In a tight market,
right,
when there's
right
1,000 homes
right
on
time.
The market. Yes. Well, we're going to be right back. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we would love to answer your questions here with Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections.
Any real estate questions, they'll field them right here. You got two experts on the radio today, Anita Hiles. And, of course, Wally's here to answer your questions. 831-0600. That's 904-831-0600.
Talk 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street Wednesday, but gains for several big tech stocks nudged the S&P 500 to its second record high in 3 days. The benchmark index added 0.1% after a day of wobbling between gains and losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose slightly and the NASDAQ fell slightly. Markets have been steadying in recent days as investors become cautiously optimistic about the economic recovery. Vaccine distribution has been ramping up and President Joe Biden has bumped up his deadline for states to make doses available to all adults by April 19th. Bond yields also rose. Looking at the numbers, the Dow was up by 16 points to 33,446. The NASDAQ dropped 9, the S&P 500 up by 6. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. She might not be convicted, but she'll almost certainly be fired. That was the word from Jacksonville Undersheriff Pat Ivey about Sergeant Tamara Harden, who's accused of giving a friend of hers some information she took from a confidential police database. She was arrested yesterday morning. Before officials move to fire her, there'll have to be a criminal investigation. Harden is on leave and won't be getting paid while that's going on. A man's accused of using homeless people to move drugs for him. News for Jax reports that undercover Jacksonville police officers arrested the man yesterday on Church Street by forcing him out of his car. Police say the suspect had crack cocaine in the vehicle. There have now been over 2 million confirmed COVID-19 infections in Florida, including just over 93,000 from Duval County. President Biden says that by April 19, he wants all Americans 18 and older to be eligible to get vaccinated. That's already the case in Florida, and 16 and 17-year-olds can get the Pfizer jab here, too. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on I-95 northbound just before the 295 Beltway on the south end of town. Also, there's another crash on the north side on I-95 heading south between Pecan Park Road and Airport Road. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 56. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high up to 86.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. While we've earned the reputation as North Florida and South Georgia's preeminent official Rolex jeweler, it's important to point out that at Underwoods we carry other watches too. We start with Seiko, the most reliable and serviceable watch made for under $500. Next we have Tavan, the Swiss-made ladies and men's and dress and sport watches starting at $450. We also carry the Swiss watch Raymond Weil in ladies, men's, and men's sport watches, and they start at $600. If it's a ladies' diamond fashion watch, you need to look at Michelle. They start at $525. Another name we carry is Tudor, inspired by Rolex with the same founder and owner. And their sport watches and chronographs are the rage in Swiss timekeeping. And they're priced from $2,000 to $5,000. So if you're interested in watches, we have what you want at Underwoods. And all of our watches carry a 5-year warranty. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
It's Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Tomorrow morning, Thursday, join us at 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB. So now some companies are even going along with the cancel culture. We don't want to offend anybody, Roger. So maybe we need to not support any brand new voting laws, or do we go with boycotts? Where's all this going?
What's so interesting? Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. The Colorado voting laws are identical to Georgia's.
We'll talk more about this coming up tomorrow morning. In 6 to 9 a.m. Thursday, Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I am here with Wally Conway.
And he's happy about that.
So am I. We took a great photo that we posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
That turned out really cool. So there we go. Well, one news we have that I'd like to hit on is that...
Don't say hit on. That's politically insensitive.
Oh, well. I'm going to smack it.
That's probably insensitive, too.
So here we go. It is actually pretty decent news, is that they're going to be delaying foreclosures. a lot of people in forbearance. A lot of people obviously hit hard times during this pandemic. And the positive thing, though, they obviously don't want to repeat anything that occurred in the Great Recession. And so I've said this all along. This is a temporary situation. And I honestly believe that banks are going to be working with their people. And if people ended up getting back into the workplace, they probably are going to work with you to continue with your home ownership. So, and it looks like they're going to be working with a lot of people. So that's positive news.
The challenge with the forbearance is it doesn't go away.
It doesn't.
It actually makes life worse. So let's make believe a person has a $1,500 a month mortgage payment. They come on hard times, COVID related, and they have a forbearance, and they don't make a payment for a year. Well, they owe it, that $18,000 is still owed.
And it is.
I think that there are people who get involved with the forbearance not fully understanding.
And there's different types of them.
It doesn't go away.
It doesn't, and you do have to pay it. But I think they're going to end up working with people a little bit more on those. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
But
it's tough. It's tough all the way around.
It is. And, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you are behind and yet you feel like you still need to sell, I can help you with that. I am certified to do short sells, and I do have my designation for that. And
if I found myself in that crisis, which thankfully I have not, but if I did, I would rather sell than
Me
take
too.
On the forbearance.
Oh, I would. I would, too.
Because it just goes from bad to worse. You go from forbearance to foreclosure. You're out of the home ownership
yes.
game for a decade.
And the nice thing about a short sale versus getting into having it eventually end up in foreclosure is the fact that you can repurchase within 2 years. So,
Well, as crazy as the market is right now, there's a good chance if a person needed to sell right quick, they wouldn't even need a short sale. It would just go away. Look at, 20% of all homes sold now are above the asking price?
That's correct.
If a person is struggling, you're like, oh, you got to let go a little bit of the pride,
now,
a little bit of the ego.
In your home, and
get
you're
that
behind
baby
a payment,
sold.
Get it sold.
And then, a year from now, you're whole. You haven't destroyed your credit. You haven't lost anything. You just take a fresh breath and get the next
one. Yeah, because
a lot
of people don't realize if you've got equity in your home and you're behind payment, we may be able to get you caught up by selling your home, pay that off, and you might end up still with some money in your pocket.
Yep.
So, if you've got equity.
It's about having the right conversations with the right expertise.
Exactly. And I can always be reached at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I would love to have that discussion because... we can help you out.
It's a time for caution, too, because the predators come out when those situations are
they
there.
They do.
People can smell blood in the water. They know when a person's in a desperate situation, whatever caused that situation. And regrettably, there are people who prey on that. So you really need to be cautious.
Absolutely.
And ensure that you're having those high trust conversations with people who you can truly trust.
Now, what do you say to the people today that are, they're removing all contingencies? And they're not doing their home inspection.
First, I'll defend the agent who suggests that, even though I feel it's irresponsible. If you there's houses are selling so fast that some agents are advising people, let all the contingencies go, specifically the inspection. No inspecting. It'll make your offer more competitive. That is true. But what it actually does is it heightens the probability that you're going to absorb the expense
sure.
of whatever you don't presently know. And if you're lucky, it's only a couple $1,000s. If you're unlucky, it's $20,000 or $50,000 or $70,000. It's basically irresponsible. My 2 cents, you're better off overbidding and keeping your contingencies because it's a backstop. You've controlled your loss. So if the house was $250,000 and the agent said, let's go to $250,000 but remove the contingencies, I'd rather see a person offer $260,000 with the contingencies. So you paid another 4 or 5%, but you controlled the loss.
Yes. Yeah, we don't recommend that to to not have contingencies.
No, it's irresponsible.
Because, you know, you have you could put any amount of days in there now, but for the most part, it's 10 days.
Yeah.
Some put 15, but for the most part, the average is 10 days that you have to do your due diligence. So what we recommend is that if you want to make it more appealing, you know, do 5 days. We can get a home inspection done and review it, and we'll know right off the bat that day that you're out there if there's going to be a major problem or not.
We have 13 local inspectors on staff. When I walked in here at 5, we still had two openings available at 9 o'clock in the morning. When people say they can't get an inspection, that means they're calling the wrong companies. That means they're calling Chuck in a truck. God love the guy working alone, Chuck in a truck. But they don't have that level of flexibility. Because of the size of our staff, things are always fluid. Oh, we had an opening come up tomorrow morning because somebody didn't qualify for a loan or somebody got sick. It's always something. It's immensely rare we can't do something the next day.
I always recommend people get an inspection. I don't care if you're an investor. I don't care if you're paying cash.
Especially if you're paying cash.
Yes. It's like, this is a big investment.
Yeah.
No matter if you're an investor, paying cash, or you're getting a loan. Get an inspection done. Save a few days of contingency in there because it's basically CYA.
Yeah.
You're covering yourself. You want to make sure that your investment is a good investment. And the only way you're going to find out is if you do an inspection and get those things checked, because who knows, that pool might have a leak.
You know, another strategy, not that I am the real estate agent in the room, but another strategy is up your binder while you're shorting the contingency period. So the days of, well, I'll give you $100 to hold it. No, write a big check. We'll give you $10,000, 3-day contingency, let's go. It's
right.
Demonstrating you're serious. It's demonstrating you're ready to make decisions. But responsibly, you want to do your due diligence. That,
yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
And you can always do 1% as your binder.
There you go.
And then after your 5-day inspection period,
up it up.
You up your and submit in a second binder. That way it really says that, okay, we're ready to purchase this home. We've got the money. And you put down, let's say another, you know, let's say $5,000 that you put down on top of that 1%.
I'll share something with you. And you know I'm a boat guy. You've been boating with me.
Yes.
Last fall, we wanted to buy another boat. I called on 3 different boats. Say, I'd like to go see this boat. And before I could get to see it, or they could get me to see it, someone wrote an offer. The boat I now own that we bought in September, I gave them a $5,000 binder by credit card on the initial phone call. I said, here's my offer, here's my money. And then 3 or 4 days later, we drove to Daytona to look at it. It's the same in the housing market
it
right
is,
now.
It is, yeah.
I hate saying that truth, but it is the truth. If you're not prepared to make rapid decisions and lead with cash, not cash buying, but yes, put a few bucks down, say, I am serious and I want to move this thing forward, you're going to get ousted. I've talked to so many people.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. You're not even in the running. Yeah. And for first-time buyers, it's a little more tough.
It's daunting.
Yeah.
That's why they need to be in the hands of the right agent to guide them.
You've got to be in the hands
through.
Of the right agent and somebody who's communicating with you, because you're in for a long haul, especially if you're a first-time buyer. You need that closing cost back.
Here's a crazy statistic about having the right agent. There is almost 1.5 million real estate agents in the country, and there's only 1 million homes for sale. Let's bring that down to the Jacksonville area. There are 12,000 agents in our local board.
And 1,500 single-family homes.
That's right. There are nearly 10 times, I guess it's 8 times, there's 8 times more agents than there are houses for sale. What's the probability that the one you bump into doesn't know anything? It's very, very high. You've got to seek expertise.
You do.
So what are they doing for a living?
They're board operators at radio stations.
Okay, well, might have that right.
I guess they're part-timers. I don't know.
I'm sorry, AJ. Don't be throwing me those softballs.
I used to have a career. Come on.
I'm not
as young as I might look.
Yes, you are. We're all kids. Well, we've got more for you. Yes, we still have time. I love it. So we'll be back here with Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections in just a minute. Give us a call. We want to answer your questions. 904-831-0600.
and you will get some great answers. Wally's got the info. Anita's here.
We're
as
ready.
As always, and it's all right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And Wally, tell us about a pre-listing inspection, because we push that all the time. Sometimes it's a little hard to convince our sellers that they should do it ahead of time.
So one of the things we spoke about in the previous segment was contingencies, making that inspection go away. Here's the best way to make the inspection go away yet draw the highest number of offers in the shortest amount of time at the highest dollars, and that is the pre-listing inspection. If you, as the seller, have your home inspected, you've removed all your risk in disclosure, and it lays on our shoulders as the professional. So we're describing your home objectively. After that document is produced, then you as the seller and you, Anita, as the agent can look at it and you can say, you know, historically, this particular item is worth fixing because you'll get more money back. And this other thing is cosmetic and nitpicky. Don't worry about that. If the seller and the agent have that conversation and say, okay, we'll fix a few things and the rest we're going to disclose. Then as the parade of people come to look at your home and make offers, it's home inspection on file from Home Pro Inspections. You disclose that. Now they're making the offer. There's no contingency very often, and they tend to be higher. The data from the National Association of Realtors says homes that are inspected at the time the seller puts it on the market sell in less time and net more dollars to the seller. And the reason for that is you remove the points of negotiation. In any negotiation, the person bringing information to the table is in control, even if the information is derogatory. I'll give you an example. Let's make believe the derogatory thing was the heat pump don't pump. It's broken. Mm-hmm. That's pretty derogatory. So you as the seller say, this is my home. It's been professionally inspected by Home Pro Inspections, and my heat pump don't pump. And the price of the home is $300,000, reflecting the fact that the heat pump don't pump. They go, oh, okay. Now, otherwise, you would have said, my home is $300,000. Then along comes the inspector with the buyer and says, hey, the heat pump don't pump, and they want a discount. They want it to be repaired, replaced, or whatever. So it's about being in control.
Right.
It's very positive. It's very friendly.
It is. It is very positive. And a lot of times what we do, too, is... Again, we use it as a punch list, and, you know...
I'll make you a deal. It's a limited-time deal. What's today's date?
Oh, man. You're asking somebody...
I think it's the 6th or the 7th.
4-7-21.
It's the 7th.
Okay, here's the deal. I just made this up, but it's true. Between today and the 15th of April, you, Anita Hiles, if you take a listing, we will inspect it, and there's no pay until it closes.
Oh, nice.
Now, if they cancel the listing, write me a check. Right?
Right.
You get the listing between today and the 15th. You as Anita Hiles, Realty Executives, we will not charge the people until closing.
Well, there you have it. That's a great deal.
That's a limited deal.
That is a limited deal, and that's a great deal.
Did we just remove the obstacle?
You just remove the obstacle.
What's your phone number? Don't tell them to call me. Don't call
me. It's 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552.
Can I limit it to the first 10?
The first 10.
If you have more than 10, you can pay for them.
There you go. And that is such a deal because if you call me and you mention the show, I'm also giving you a deal on commission.
Really? So, I didn't know that. Maybe I should take mine back.
No. It's a good deal. And so give me a call. We can get it done. 904-290-1552.
Surprised you on that one, didn't I? You didn't know. You did surprise me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you were advocating the listing inspections. You've done it for a long time. And you're right. People are like, oh, I get them. You know, rah, rah, rah.
I know.
Okay. Let's remove the obstacle. Let's get the darn thing sold.
And, you know, for me, I like my homeowners to go to the summary and it's like, fix it. You know, if everything's on there pretty reasonable, get it fixed.
I'll push back on that one.
You know?
I'll push back. Sometimes they just can't. Sometimes the reason they're selling the home, it's what the most important thing is
it's
disclosed.
As is, right.
This is the situation. This is the price. Would you like to live here? Have a beautiful day. Write the check.
Exactly. So we give them the option.
If they choose to fix it, that's okay.
A lot of times if it's reasonable stuff on there.
I think one of the reasons people don't do the listing inspection is in their mind, they have to fix it if they know about it. And they don't.
No, they don't.
You disclose
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, they don't. Yes.
Price it, disclose it, get sold, get your check, and move on to the next chapter in your life.
And right now, it's such a great thing anyway, because we've always done it. But in this time when it's hard to get accepted, you know, your buyer to stay in tune, having this and having it done for them and they can review it, I mean, they're saving a lot of money.
It removes the fear. It isn't even as much about the money.
Well, people for a lot of people,
fearful.
It is.
They're afraid they're going to buy a money pit. You know? If you disclose to them what the situation is, like, well, that's not so scary. I can deal with that. That's okay.
Yeah. For first-time buyers, I mean, it's hard. You know, anymore, you know, appraisals are like $550. They used to, and they're higher than that. I think we had one that was like $800.
You know why there's appraisals?
I don't know why.
I'll tell you why. Appraisals are required by the bank.
Yes.
To protect the bank. So the bank knows if you stop paying and they take your house, that they're still making money. That is the only reason for the appraisal. The idea that the appraisal serves the home buyer is preposterous. Serves no purpose at all. It's to protect the lender's interest.
Yep. Absolutely. 100% on that one. And
which is not derogatory toward appraisers or bankers or anybody else. It's just saying when you really put it in perspective, it doesn't serve anybody except the lender. And it only serves the lender if they foreclose.
Now, another thing that's very positive, because I have got this going right now, is new construction inspections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's three phases to that.
It is the pre-slab. We inspect prior to the concrete being poured on the slab so we can be sure the footers are in place, that's the right dimension, the pipe's in the right place. Because once that concrete is poured, it's essentially sealed in stone. The second phase inspection is prior to the drywall going up. That gives us an opportunity to see where the wires went and the ducts went and all those things that will be invisible the instant the drywall's up. By the way, during that pre-slab, it's very easy to make a correction. The builder's happy to make the correction. Once the slab's poured, very sad and very difficult to make. Same with the pre-drywall. Oh, this wall's in the wrong place. Or, hey, look, the toilet's in the middle of the closet rather than the master bedroom. Very simple. And then the final is the final phase after the certificate of occupancy and before you own the home. It's that last opportunity for the builder to be able to know things to help them deliver it the way you want. And I'll tell you, the fourth phase is that when the home is 11 months old, prior to your one-year warranty expiring, come in again, look at it again. It's money well spent. That whole thing is less than a mortgage payment.
It is money well spent. Highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my clients about it. And right now, it's good for every client with new construction. But especially, we have a lot of people right now from out of state.
Oh, yeah.
And so they can't be here.
Yeah.
And a lot of real estate agents, when they go to new construction, you know, they'll just drop them off there, make the introduction, and then they're working strictly with the on-site agent.
Sure.
And for me, if they want me still connected with it, I stay connected with it. And you really need to when you have out-of-state people because you're going to be their eyes and ears.
Yeah, we can Zoom, send them videos, send them audio, whatever they need.
Exactly.
It's
and
fun.
So it's very important. So my people from Atlanta, they're excited about you guys doing
that
for them.
Very grateful for your years of trust. It's a wonderful relationship.
Oh. God, you're fantastic. Yeah. No. People are crazy if they don't use you.
All the way to crazy. Ill-informed.
A little bit crazy is good.
I think they like each other.
It's good you're here, AJ. Keep us straight.
Yes, yes. Well, next week you're going to fill in for me.
That's exciting.
Yes.
All right, so look forward to that.
I'm going to be working. In the Sunshine State,
well,
down south.
You'll be working somewhere. Might as well be right here in Florida.
That's right.